lost your ball privileges, Devin.
I'm gonna leave it in because that's being literal. it's not a meme. This is Nosebleeds. I'm your host, Owen Dale Small Jr. I sound like I want to keep telling myself the show.
Great intro.
Because the intro is a waste part because that's like. Yeah, how do you actually get into it? And then that.
Like a theme song.
That's what she said.
Take that back.
I'll okay. take it back. I retract my statement.
Devin Miles.
Noah Grimes.
Tim Carrier. You don't have to reach around the table, Noah. Just...
Hey, don't shake the table.
So, what are we
going to
talk about today?
Huh? Yeah, it is. I can introduce myself again.
I'm Tim Carrier.
I am a perfect man. Okay, you guys any good movies?
I just spent... I spent all last night looking up the storyline to COD Zombies. Don't know why. Just like I try to find a meme.
First of all, there's like a 4-hour video on the storyline of COD Zombies, and I've watched it all.
Yep.
Yeah, the whole thing. Like, it's like
I didn't think so either. I was like, oh, zombies, blah blah blah, and it's like, oh, it's wow, thing. It's a big story. It's like multi-universe theory.
What?
Yeah, it gets complicated.
Is it like a theory or is it like a real
thing? No, it's a real thing.
It's an actual story.
Huh. All the games are pretty much connected.
Game, dude, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about a new one, but I know like Black Ops
2. Oh, yeah,
Black
Ops
2, definitely.
Infinite Warfare and World War 2 are kind of isolated.
By different game companies?
Treyarch and Infinity War.
Yeah, but Activision owns all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. It started with Treyarch. With World at War and then Black Ops 1.
I mean, the two. Good
movies.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, like,
I'm just saying it's owned by Activision.
I didn't know like all the maps were pretty much connected. Like with Richtofen, he's like the main bad guy and also the good guy.
He's a bad guy and zombies.
Yeah.
How can there be?
He created the zombies.
Oh.
So
but
yeah,
then his friend Maxis died and he tried to revive him. That's in the Origins, and then Maxis turned out to be.
Yeah.
And then
Black Ops.
That's why he was trying to get him back with the zombie. That's why he's preserving his brain in Origin.
Black Ops 2, like, none of the endings are canonical except for the Maxis ending.
There are multiple endings.
Yeah, most games have multiple endings. Black Ops 3, I think, has multiple endings.
All throughout, I played MW2, 1043, Black Ops 1, 2, World at War, Advanced Warfare. I usually go for the stories. Those.
Yeah, that one
was...
I haven't played Infinite Warfare, so I don't
Infinite Warfare connects to COD Ghosts.
Oh, really? I don't want it.
Because COD Ghosts was like Extinction, right? It was like instead of zombies, it was aliens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then it connects to Infinite Warfare.
I've played a lot of Call of Duty in my lifetime. One of my favorite ones. It's not the best one.
Literally, I was trying to make that COD Zombies meme, and then it's like 4-hour video, the entire storyline. I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty good.
The Zombies meme, it just is a stupid picture, and they just put Call of Duty music over it. But somehow, that little, like, moment of the dumb picture and stuff, and some people do, like, very good edits of it, and, like,
yeah,
dubbed everything.
Like the plankton one.
It's, like, really, really, really good, and it's funny and dumb.
Yeah.
God bless Call of Duty.
And, like, a lot of the theory... Well, not
that's
theories.
Like, yep.
The game explains itself. It's like, well, this happened, but how are they getting future guns? And it's like, oh, yeah, you kind of cracked everything. And blah, blah, blah.
Where's the theory of
everything? Okay, so I'm going to break down the story for those who don't know. There's this element called 115, not the actual element 115. But basically, it's like mind-controlled goop or whatever, but it also reanimates the dead. And they made a ray gun out of that. Or something. Weaponized. Zombie goop. Hey, I don't know. I don't make the rules.
Time to
time to rewrite everything. You know, all of the games, wrong. And cut. That female dog.
Well, you can add some more. What are you doing?
He's playing the game.
He's not plugged in.
Hold up. I got an image for you.
Okay. I just wanted to play that.
Okay, cut back to the moments.
What do you... Okay.
No one has been chilling this whole time. Like, yeah. Okay.
Well,
Did
I mean...
You play that song again with this image?
God. Okay, so...
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I watched Ted and Bill's Excellent Adventure. It was Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I watched that yesterday for the first time. It was really good.
Yeah, it was.
It's Keanu Reeves and I forgot the other dude's name, but they literally, like, it came out in 1989, and they, like, go around
Wait, is that
time.
The one with, Bill Spade?
I'm not sure. Sorry. But they go around time to pass, no. Like, they go around, like, different times,
oh,
so
like,
then
like
comes
that.
Back to pass the
was
history
they
test.
Like phone booth or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah, it's a good movie.
It looks like trash if you just look at it. Like the cover of it.
It was 1989. That was pretty cool.
It's making fun of because they literally talk like the surfer dudes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah.
Dude, if...
You know that band Nirvana? It's really underground. You wouldn't know it.
No.
Wait, was that a spinoff of an SNL skit? I feel like it was.
I have no idea.
Or it could have been. Wait, Paige, do you not like your mother?
No, I'm saying his surfer dude voice was actually killing me.
Why? Was it perfect?
It was so gross.
But, like, you don't know the band because they're really underground. Like, you would have known Nirvana. They're pretty new.
Rowan's right, bro.
Like, yeah, only Devin and I know it. You guys wouldn't know it. Let's be honest here.
Like, if you could know it, you wouldn't know it.
Even if you listen to it, you wouldn't understand it, you know?
Yeah, because, like, there's, like, deeper meaning behind it.
Now we're just making fun of people.
Yeah, no, I'm not,
for good reason. Shut up, Devin.
He's like, hot wings, tequila.
What? Wait, what?
That's so
Yonda always says when he says a surfer voice.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
I've never heard his surfer voice.
Oh, my gosh,
wings,
it's so funny.
Oh, have you seen the second Bill and Ted movie?
No.
The one where they go to hell?
They go to hell?
Yeah, they go to hell.
Have you guys seen Tenacious?
They go to hell, so they do. So
they meet the Grim Reaper, and they make friends with the Grim Reaper. It's pretty good.
That's not fun.
Well, then they go to heaven first, and then they get rejected, and then they go to hell. And then,
I think you're rejected. That's depressing.
Pretty much.
How do you
you're
think,
on the wrong list.
How do you think they die? When people die, they go to heaven, and God judges them, and then, like, if he judges badly...
Well, no, they kind of snuck in, and
yeah,
then that's
just,
how
like,
they got rejected.
God just dabbed on them.
Literally, they're distracted.
God just went... and then they fall off.
For those listening, Rowan just dabbed on all the sinners.
I dab on all the sinners. Every single sinner. You know, my brother was making a good point. You know Las Vegas? Dog, you could smell the sin that comes from that. Like, you could smell, like, you know, obviously you can't smell sin, but you could just, like, smell it. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you could feel, like, just, like, sin just radiate from that city.
You become a different person.
I'm not saying Las Vegas is bad in any way, but I'm just saying there's a lot of bad stuff in there.
It's like when you go to LA.
No, you can feel the sin.
The cloud over LA, like the smog cloud.
Yeah, it's a sin. Honestly, I want to go to LA just to visit Gordon Ramsay's restaurant.
It's Gordon Ramsay.
I
heard his. I heard like the restaurant's actually trash.
It said it was really good.
It was really good, but a lot of people say this is like it's just bad food.
Also, it's like it's really expensive. Like really, like a
couple $100 for like half an inch.
A couple $100 is a good deal. How about that?
Speaking of LA, New California.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm a little teeny tiny bit confused. Is the small bit New California or is the new a big bit?
The big bit is New California.
Why?
What is this?
I'll tell you, Devin.
I'm just as lost.
I'm writing this. This, let's say this is California.
He drew a big circle.
Let's say this is California, god damn it. Okay, a circle, let's say this is California from now. Okay.
Can we just draw the shape of California?
Let's just draw a rectangle.
Okay, there you go.
That's California.
Okay.
That's California.
More accurate representation.
I do not like California in the slightest, but that's not the point.
Really
new, I'm gonna say NCR, the New California Republic. That's from Fallout. That's from Fallout. That's why. But anyways, the pretty much one third, actually, yeah, one third of no, California, well, more. Two states. They don't want to secede from the U.S. They don't want to secede from the U.S. They want to become the 51 state because this part, this tiny part, which has the coastline, L.A., Santa Barbara, like,
all the
Orange
cities,
County,
basically.
Yeah, like, really big cities, have a lot of problems that they're only in their cities. And basically, basically, everyone else is getting taxed because, like, because these have people have problems. They're, like, even though they don't have that same problems, but they're getting taxed really high. Because the reason why, like,
you live in California.
If you live in California, well, the thing is, though, it's not even, well, you shouldn't be getting taxed high if you don't have the same problems. You're just paying for someone else's problem.
You can live, like, in the boonies, but you still get taxed like you live in the city.
Yeah, so exactly. Basically, they're, like, most, like, if I show you the chart, it's a lot. Like, most of California wants to just, like, say, like, let's try to get independence because you want to be the 51 state.
You know what that means?
Word.
Hey, yes.
Texas is always better. Hey, California, take it from us. Get rid of the state income tax.
No, Texas is the best. I see if I can find a chart on my phone. Because
Northeast is a pretty cool area.
The blue part is old California. The yellow part is new.
Okay.
Do you see that divide?
Yeah.
It's like just the city.
And they declared independence like last week. Because they're like, they really want to get it. Because super high taxes for no reason whatsoever. Because they don't have the same problem.
A little off topic, but also on the same topic. I got legitimately mad in an argument. This guy, I made a joke about Texas being like seceding from the Union and being its own country as a true Texan would. And this guy goes, if you don't believe in America, you're not a true Texan. And I'm like, no.
Dog, if Texas secedes, you know, America is kind of like.
Wait, would
you
all get dual citizenship then?
I have dual citizenship at the moment.
No. But the Texas didn't say it's two countries.
Well, it depends on how bad we secede.
Yeah, if we take this discussion seriously, I just don't think it's.
Oh, yeah. If Texas actually seceded, we'd die because we have, like, no resources that are compatible.
But we have most of the nukes, so we're going to take out everyone.
Yeah.
Most of the nukes are in
Houston. Like, we have the same resources as America, but America has more of them, and they have more
trade.
You know, trade.
Huh?
Texas. We got.
I mean, Libya? They can't really just nuke us.
They
just go up and just come back down. I'm trying to go. Look, it's not even anything, dog.
It looks like a dude with a long nose.
Exactly. Yes, good with tentacles.
I thought of Gary the Snail.
Why would you think of Gary the Snail?
I don't know.
Why'd you say Gary the Snail? I'm pretty sure it's Gary. I think we all know
Gary
the Snail.
What Gary do you know in your life? I know none, by the way.
I need to talk to his parents.
I know, like, two Garys.
I don't know any Garys.
Gary the Frog.
I know, like, I have an uncle that we call Uncle Gary, but we don't really, like, his name is actually not even Gary.
I don't think I actually know a Gary.
Yeah, because you don't.
Why is the name Gary Johnson coming to my head?
Because his name Gary.
Is it James Johnson
at school? Gary Johnson. Oh.
That name actually does sound familiar.
Yeah. I think it's the Libertarian Party that,
Gary Johnson.
Oh, yeah, that
he
is.
He faked a heart attack.
Hey, what? Would it be so cool we added the show?
29th governor of New Mexico.
Dot?
Yeah. The Libertarian candidate.
We get an Amazon Dot.
That
we
faked
just
a heart attack.
Questions over here.
Huh?
We get an Amazon Dot and we ask Alexa questions.
Do you have an Amazon Dot with you?
At my house.
I can bring one.
I don't have an Amazon Dot.
Have
I don't
two Amazon
trust,
Dots talk to each other.
Cool be, like,
I don't trust like the Echoes or whatever, the Dots or the Google stuff. I don't trust those.
Alexa, oh sorry.
I don't trust Alexa. I don't trust and dog anything that's made by Amazon or Google. Google wants to know everything about you anyway with Android. So it's like why would I don't? But I care about privacy.
No, that's my sister.
So.
My sister would you want to cap dog? Let's say.
Or the NSA.
I'd rather have privacy.
Yeah, you know, the CIA and Amazon have connections with each other.
We're so paranoid.
There's no camera in my bedroom, so I'm good.
You don't know that.
You literally
Evan.
Have a phone, dog.
Yeah, it's
facing
down.
There's a camera on my
face. Did you see his face?
Yeah. There's a camera right here.
I don't know why. I'm always so paranoid in, like, the restrooms. I'll just put my toilet roll on top of my camera, even though it's face down. Don't know why. I just don't want to, like.
In your pocket.
Yeah.
While I'm taking a shower.
Oh!
And don't bring your phone in the oven.
I'm gonna use it. It's, duh.
In the shower?
A man's gotta do what a man's gotta yabba dabba do.
Before I get to the shower, I'll be on it, you know. On the toilet, yeah.
Yeah, on the
toilet. That's a man thing.
I think that's a people thing.
Yeah.
I guess.
God bless you, Rowan. You're gonna have to edit this.
Okay, anyways, back to Alexa.
So, Alexa. I have a story.
go.
My sister's boyfriend and his friend were talking about a game that he used to play, like a board game. The next day, on his Spotify, was the ad for the same game they were talking about.
You know, Facebook is, like, known to, like, listen to you and actually have ads.
Yeah, they do the same thing.
I literally was like, I want chocolate. There's an ad for chocolate.
Amazon the same way, though.
I had a creepy experience with an Alexa. I was at my friend's house. I don't own an Alexa, but my friend does. I made a joke and was like, oh, is Alexa listening to me right now? And Alexa goes, haha, you're funny. And I'm like, shut up.
I don't do anything illegal.
It says to be illegal. Privacy is privacy.
Yeah. Alexa listens to her name in every conversation.
If you don't care, if I barge into your house and just sit with you the whole entire day, you wouldn't care.
That's different.
Someone's literally listening to you, to whatever you want.
Yeah, but I don't know what.
They take that information, like Google will take that information and give it to advertisers. So if you talk about,
it's
like
not useful.
If you talk about a car,
privacy is a good thing. Apple has one of the best privacy. That's why.
Yeah, how FBI wanted to get into the phone. They go, nope.
Yeah, they know it. Even if a terrorist had the phone and said no, because it's privacy, because that's actually really good.
Yeah, and if there is a universal key and somebody just grabs it. Well, that's why you allow your location, Devin. We don't.
I'm good. I'd
why?
Not,
why though?
It's not even like about it being useful. I just rather not have like I don't want my privacy to be breached. It's not about being useful. It's just I'd rather not have someone listen to me without me knowing.
It's more paranoia than anything else, but it's more comfort knowing that.
Yeah, that no one's listening to me when I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
And Devin, even if you don't care about privacy, we are guaranteed privacy, right?
Yeah,
not
we're
many
supposed
people
to
care about what you like are doing.
Like, that's not true.
That's not true at all.
A lot
big
of people want to bring me down. A lot of people are out to get me. Yeah, he is.
I mean,
well, yeah, he can't listen because I have
they
privacy.
Could. Google could listen in on any of our conversations. Like if, like I was going back earlier, if you talk about
it doesn't matter
a car,
why would they want to? Is that they can?
If
that's a like thing.
If you
it's
talk
a,
about
a
car,
a lot of people
then you
do
get more car ads. If you look up things on Amazon, Amazon goes into your ads on the things that you were looking at because you're more likely to buy things
useful,
that.
I
that means you're gonna lose a lot more money.
Yeah, because like I go, like I'm looking at options like for say I'm trying to look for cameras right now.
I think it's just bad knowing when to spend his money.
Also, yeah, it's just like it's not about really it. Literally, it's not about being useful. It's about the idea that someone is listening to you while you're not like not knowing.
But that's just the information that
I know,
they
that's
tell
fine.
Us that
someone can listen, like, dog, listen to you, whatever, because you talk a lot.